This is the day which the Lord has made.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Better is one day in your courts.
Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel, live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Bless and preserve us.
I need to know everything you know about the Winter Hill Gang, and specifically what you know about your former boss and now fugitive, James Whitey Bulger.
What's that?
In the beginning, Jim was a small-town player.
He's a very smart, disciplined man.
Take your shot.
Enough.
But make it your best, because I get up, I eat you.
I'm at the table, you can come and
the next thing you know, he's a damn kingpin. You know why? Because the FBI let it happen.
I grew up with Jimmy and his brother Billy, the senator. And that is a bond that doesn't get broken.
Your brother is wading into some very dark waters. Jimmy's business is Jimmy's business.
We all need friends. Even Jimmy. Even you.
I can help you, Jimmy.
And you can help me. It's an alliance.
We get the FBI to fight our boss.
The success just getting started.
As an excerpt from the movie trailer Black Mass, it opened about a week ago, Johnny Depp movie. His acting is legendary, of course, and he's taking on a role of a kind of very well-known mobster, Whitey Bulger. Why are we so fascinated with crime? My audiobook library probably is half true crime. Why is that? Why do these kind of films, big actors like Johnny Depp, take them on, and why do so many people want to see them? We're going to be reviewing the movie Black Mass. Pastor Ted Giese is our guest on this Thursday afternoon, October the 1st. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. And he has taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
Why do you think it is that we are fascinated, especially the movie-going public, is fascinated with stories of crime, especially if it has the ring of truth to it?
Well, what do they say in the newspaper business? If it bleeds, it leads. I think that there's a bunch of things. All crime stories are... Somewhere they are a local story, right? They're happening in somebody's life. So there's that element of it. Court reporting has been a big thing for a long time, particularly in North America. And then also a lot of it, once it finally comes to light, becomes a matter of public record. So that also has this other angle. Like you said, it's like it's crime fiction, so it's not completely fictional in these cases. Well, a lot of these, I can think of a pile of movies that are based on true people and events, if not maybe as accurate as it would be if you were there. But there's movies like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and there's movies like Bonnie and Clyde. There's all of these kinds of movies, right? And this one, Black Mass, fits into that kind of genre of crime film. So I think that that's all part of it, too. And it's a life that a lot of people don't lead. So there's kind of a lurid kind of excitement maybe attached to it, which is something probably to be resisted. But this is what makes shows like Law and Order and, you know, all of these kinds of shows very popular. Even like Being a Kid and Unsolved Mysteries, right, with Robert Stack. Like if something is like not solved, even that becomes a big point of interest as well.
Okay, this is the story of Whitey Bulger. This is the stuff of multiple books. Maybe not the world's most famous mobster, but he definitely is an interesting story. Give us a rundown of what story is being told here in Black Mass.
Sure, it's not a typical biopic. So most biopics will have like kind of like the whole life of the person, like, or at least all the story you can tell. So they don't have like the childhood stuff that that you might get in another biopic kind of thing. But that is also important to the story. So you hear about stuff from their childhood, or they reference back to it. But really what happens with this, you just kind of start in the middle of the story. So Whitey Bulger, James Joseph Whitey Bulger, he is kind of a small-time crook, small-time gang boss in South Boston in an area called Southie, in a neighborhood called Southie. And it starts in the middle of his story. And essentially what happens then is it outlines kind of everything that happens from his rise up to power to his going on the lam, where he spent 16 years evading the FBI and a national, like being on the FBI most wanted list. So it's that middle chunk where most of the criminal activity, the heat of the criminal activity is taking place. So it kind of shows how he became who he was in that chunk of his life.
Is it a story that kind of hinges on, at least for the viewer's perspective, that window of time that's there, a guy who's getting away with crimes that may never be punished?
Oh, yeah. During this chunk of time that the movie is based in, he is getting away with things. He has become an FBI informant. He justifies that to himself because he's informing on the Italian mafia. And the Irish mafia and the Italian mafia are at war with each other in Boston. And essentially, he figures he can get the FBI to fight his battles for him. And in exchange for that, then he can kind of operate with impunity and just be involved in all sorts of murders and things. And the movie does have liberally peppered through it, like a lot of dark violence and unsettling scenes and harsh language. You're inside the kind of criminal activity going on. You do see him murder individuals along the way. And again, we talked a little bit about this last week when we looked at the Maze Runner movie, where you have a central character, you want to root for him, even if he's not a good person. Well, in this case, he's really not a good person. It doesn't matter that his mother loves him. Doesn't matter that he cares about his son. All of those things don't justify or wouldn't erase the criminal activities that he's doing.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the movie Black Mass. Pastor Ted Giese is our guest. One of the things that may intrigue is, the origin of the name of that particular has a religious connotation. What do Christian viewers want to take away from this? Not just the moral tale. There's always a moral tale being told here, especially when it's the life of a criminal or the criminal's life, but what else is there in this film? We'll answer those questions on this Thursday afternoon, October the 1st. Pastor Ted Giese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity and the Movies, a Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. After we conclude our review of the movie Black Mass, Greg Kokel is going to join us. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, recently made a short video that was making the rounds where he talked about abortion. Put together, well, at first they kind of sound like arguments, but if you look at them more carefully, they tend to fall apart. His opinions and his ideas about both pro-lifers, those who oppose abortion, and abortion itself. Greg Kokel, president of Standard Reason, will respond to Bill Nye's statements in about 10 minutes here on Issues Etc.
Like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
Your lifeline to the Lutheran worldview. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, reviewing the movie Black Mass. Pastor Ted Giese is our guest. It's a new month. We have a new Issues Etc. book of the month. This is a devotional book from the pen of Martin Luther. It's called Day by Day, 365 Devotional Readings with Martin Luther. We've often talked about Luther as first and foremost pastor, first and foremost preacher, and that means his writings not only are useful for instruction, for sound theology and all those things, but that is all integral into the devotional life of the Christian. That's why Luther has been found to be a great devotional writer for five centuries. This book is no exception. You can find out more about Day by Day from Concordia Publishing House. Give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. It's on every page of the website, issuesetc.org, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Martin Luther, Day by Day. Ted, let's talk a little bit about the title. Is it ever kind of hinted at why it's titled Black Mass?
Not really. I guess at one point there is the funeral of his mother. It's the only church service that's in it. Of course, it would be a Roman Catholic one. And they have Mass at funerals in Roman Catholic churches often. But that's not really the case. So often people would think if they see the word Black Mass, they're going to think of occult, the reverse of a Christian church service kind of a deal. And surely that is something that would hint at the horror of what you're about to watch. But that's not necessarily the case in this movie. It's not a supernatural movie. It doesn't focus on that. What it does focus on, though, is kind of like the black, bleak, dark crime occurring in Boston, Massachusetts. So Mass is short for Massachusetts. So I think that's probably why it's called that. Did you happen to read the one of these books, like this book that it was based on? They didn't say anything about it past that, did they?
Not this particular one, no.
No.
Then let's talk about these kind of dark characters that are depicted. There's a pretty obvious, bleed over from the criminal to the law enforcer, the two primary characters, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's really where Johnny Depp plays the character of Whitey Bulger, and he's really the central character. He's not the only major character in the movie. There's just about as much time as spent on this other character, John Conley, who is an FBI special agent, and he's somebody that Bulger knew from childhood, from the neighborhood, and there's some hero worship kind of attached to that. It's kind of misplaced, and it causes trouble. But this John Conley, played by Joel Edgerton, who we've seen in movies like he was in The Great Gatsby, and he was also in Gods and Kings, and he does an excellent job in this. But you kind of have, Whitey Bulger's story of him rising to, the big top crime boss of South Boston is going on. You also have crisscrossing it, the kind of fall of FBI special agent who is being corrupted because of his interactions with Bulger.
So the story does not glorify crime, does it?
No, this is not a likable person, although they have these moments where he seems likable, like they show him laughing and he's having conversations with friends and things like that. Just as soon as you think to yourself, well, he might be, then all of a sudden some terrible thing happens. You are not ever given to really liking him as a character, and this is why it makes it a kind of movie that is, not glamorous per se, and there's not a lot there that's uplifting. It's a pretty dark movie, and even the people closest to him end up ratting him out. During the course of the film, you kind of see that.
So this notion that we talked about before of crimes going unpunished, it's even kind of a theme there, where if no one sees something happen, for all intents and purposes, it didn't happen. What are your thoughts on that pastorally?
It's really interesting, and it's one of the things that'll stand out as a Christian viewer, because as soon as you hear that, you think, well, hey, wait a minute, even if there's no obvious witness, God, who is all-knowing and all-seeing, omnipotent and omniscient, is going to be able to and will see whatever it is that's going on. So that is a really interesting aspect of it, and it really drives the tension and drama in the film, because you're waiting to see how things are going to unravel.
So does it ever resolve itself, that particular issue?
Well, the movie kind of expects that you know how the story ends, or at least that you know what happened later in his life. So does it resolve itself? He does get arrested. He is on the lam, and at the very, 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 very end of the movie, there is a very, very, very short scene that kind of lets you know how that got resolved. He couldn't keep it secret forever. And the idea of keeping things secret and trying to do things where there are no witnesses are a really big part of this particular movie. And it also erodes and eats away at his soul, and you're kind of seeing that on the screen. And the trouble that it causes all of the other people around him, like his brother, who is a public official, and really his own life, this Whitey Bulger, gets worse as key people in his life die. When his son dies, he becomes more brazen because he doesn't have to live up to his son. When his mother dies, he can become more violent because he has no fear that his mother would find out what happened, what he's doing. So it's a very interesting character study in somebody who's really, really intent on keeping secrets.
What, finally, would you advise in terms of who should be seeing this movie?
Well, this is not Alice in Wonderland or Pirates of the Caribbean or Edward Scissorhands or something like that. Like, this is, like, and when I walked into the theater to go see the movie, there were some younger kids there, and maybe it's because they're fans of Johnny Depp, but listen, like, let some kid rewatch, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean or something. Like, this is a hard R movie. I mean, it's not maybe as, it's not as rough as some other hard R movies are, but by no means is this a movie for most people. And unless you are really keenly interested in crime dramas and things of that nature, I would just avoid this. It's not going to be for everybody. It's pretty bleak also. Like, you don't leave with a cheery feeling in the end. And really, the only consolation you can have, that you can bring to it, if you're a Christian, is the knowledge that God does see everything, and that while he sees all of your sins, he also sees all your sins well enough to be able to forgive them all in Christ Jesus. But if somebody doesn't know that, they could leave feeling pretty dark.
Be sure to read Pastor Ted Giese's review of the movie Black Mass at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Ted Giese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and he taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, thank you very much.
Thank you.